beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. If you're just joining us, we are broadcasting live at Ben Avery on Carefree Highway just west of I-17 for Arizona Game and Fish's Outdoor Expo going on today and tomorrow. If you want to know anything about the outdoors in Arizona, this is your one-stop weekend event. Just every type of outdoor association here. I'm sure the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's here.
They're right there.
Arizona Elk Society.
Bighorn here.
Desert Christian is over there.
Antelope is over there. National Wild Turkey Federation. If you want to introduce your kids to anything outdoors, archery, rowing, kayaking, gun shooting, geocaching, pioneering, you got to get them out here today or tomorrow. It's free.
The parking's free. It's a lot of walking, so bring your walking shoes. But if you're a little limp or you got a stiff walk, they've got a shuttle, so you can at least get shuttled around a little bit. And it's a great place. The girls, they bring them over on Friday. They have a school day that they don't publicize. The girls look forward to it every year. They get to miss school for a whole day and come play. They've got fish tanks set up. You can catch fish at. They've got water trucks.
Water trucks.
Watch out, Rosie.
Who knew? They've got wind.
Keeping the dust down.
Lots of good wind here. Yeah, I guess I have to appreciate that.
Opens at 9:30 today. So come on out. We'll be broadcasting here till 11. Mike Russell will be broadcasting the Get Outdoors show from noon to 2 from here as well.
And if we've been in a make fun of Portland topic. Is that
Portlandia. Well, we're just talking about the fact that it is weird. You know, they pride themselves in being weird, and yes, they are weird.
I got a text. I guess I said Canyon Beach, but it's Cannon Beach.
Yes, we have been there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, with William last time.
Is it pretty?
It's gorgeous. It is. We saw eagles flying along the river on the way out there. Yeah. It was just amazing.
Well, you can see that at Agua Fria.
It's true.
Up here at Lake Pleasant.
Well, it was cool, and the
sea breeze,
amazing.
Humidity. It was gorgeous.
And then I
can't take the beauty away from the area, that's for sure.
No, and they've taken really good care of it, I have to say. You had another comment on there?
Just that I pronounced it wrong.
But then there was about the gas, pumping gas.
Oh, yeah, you can't pump your own gas?
I got out of the car to fill up, and I had this guy, like, accost me. You can't do that. You can't do that. Unfortunately, the rental car just happened to have Arizona license plates on it. So he said, oh, you're not from around here, are you? I said, no, I'm not. You have to stay in your car. They pump your gas.
Well, can you, like, do they sell stuff? Can you walk in and get beef jerky?
Yeah, they've got all the little quick mark things.
Okay. Can you get out and go, or do you have to, like, order and they
bring it out to you?
It's like a gas station. You just, like,
but
the old
just
days.
Just don't
you,
touch
yeah.
the pump.
No,
so,
do not touch the pump.
In talking to Carol last night, you know, I said, so we can see all these quirky things because they're so different from us up there. Do you think when people come to see us in Phoenix, they call us Phoenixlandia? I mean, are we weird here?
If they come in July, I think they probably think, what are 4 million people doing in this?
I think we have some pretty unique things.
Carol, what were your words you had for us that people might think of us?
Well, there was Heatlandia. And I think Dad had a few with Dirtlandia, just the beautiful, magnificent dry heat that we have and all the unique
dry heatlandia.
Dry heatlandia.
Desert Ratlandia.
Do you remember when Madison came out from Louisiana to visit us and he landed and we got out of the airport and he was so disappointed because he couldn't see a cactus? He's like, where are the cactus? So, this is asphalt. They don't grow on it. Let's go for a little drive.
Well, Julia sent me a link from Facebook, and the link was from Brad Snyder. I'm just going to say his name because if he wrote these, that he deserves a credit. They're really funny. But they're just kind of the quirky things about living in the desert. So I thought this one was pretty pertinent after being in Portland. You no longer associate rivers or bridges with water.
That's true. Okay.
Right? You're used to seeing dry riverbeds, right? So when you go to Portland, it's really a treat to see water flowing.
Look, there's water in that river. There's even fish in that river.
And then you can contemplate a high temperature of 120 degrees. It's not all that bad because it's a dry heat.
Okay. That does take some getting used to. Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, dry heat is like an oven and a blow dryer.
I know.
It's still hot.
It's still hot. I have never really figured out how comfortable dry heat is.
I liked this one. This reminds us of us. You have to run your air conditioner in the middle of the winter so you can use your fireplace. We do that.
Yeah.
The water coming from the cold tap is hotter than that from the hot tap.
True.
Middle of summer.
And there's one big one that you haven't hit yet. I'm going to see if he
gets it. Is it on weather?
No.
How about the one about pronouncing all the things we have here?
Okay, that can be tough.
Very good.
Uh-huh. How about Gila Bend? If you know somebody's not from here, if they call it Gila Bend, right?
Gila Bend.
Or how about, how do you say Casa Grande?
Well, half the people in Casa Grande say Casa Grande, and half of them say Casa Grande.
And if you live here,
you don't know.
Prescott, the old-timers, like a biscuit. But the old timers say, well, we never used to say it like that. That's the only something that's come up in the last couple of years. Prescott. It's got to be.
If somebody tells you those are chola cactuses, you know they're not from here, right?
Chola cactus. That's true.
Which one are you looking for?
We do something different here that they don't do anywhere else in the entire country that I'm aware of.
Hang on. Let me noodle on this for a second while we keep
and
going.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Definitely the sun. I can't imagine going a week without seeing the sun.
That would take some getting used to, for sure.
Yeah, the guy from Portland said whenever they see the sun in Portland, they run to their Facebook and write, sun.
Backyard fences.
Oh, yeah.
Backyard. And I don't know if it's because of the swimming pools that started the trend, but we moved to Arizona, and we put up big 6-foot-tall block fences across our backyard. You travel the entire country, and everyone's backyard is open to the next guy's backyard.
It's changed life completely. That's been Julia. Julia moved to Minnesota after being raised here. And you go out on her back porch, and there's 6 different homes you can look and see their backyards. And I'm kind of distracted thinking, am I supposed to be able to see that? It feels like it's none of my business, you know.
But I bet you it keeps them clean.
You're accountable and you can help each other and it's more of a community. But when our family moved here in 73, and my sociology teacher said, well, we are 1-acre isolationists here. And it's true. You know, you go home, walk in the door, and you sit in the and you don't see anybody. And we had a great relationship with our neighbor, Todd, because we had a chain link fence. Well,
we talked to him all the time.
Yeah. And he knew the kids growing up and everything.
All the dogs. We knew all his dogs. He knew all our dogs.
Yeah. He used to come visit while I was lifting weights because it was on that side.
Yeah. Well, now with the block wall, we only see him if he hops up on top like a little leprechaun and sits up there, you know.
Backyard fences.
Did you just make a short joke?
No, that's just what reminds me of. He's all of a sudden he's sitting up there. Look, you know, it's like that's the only time we get to visit. It's when he feels like hopping up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I agree with you on the fence thing.
Yeah, it's bad. It wouldn't be so bad if we do front porches too, but really just don't.
We don't do front porches either.
Well, I remember about 10 years ago they made a big push to put porches out on the front streets.
Yeah, we have a couple master plan communities that made an effort to get that started. And they're nice. They're beautiful communities. So anyway, so Portland. Yeah, it was great to spend a week there, but I don't think I could ever live there for sure. One, I couldn't live under a mist rain.
I would think you'd like that cool.
24 hours a day.
You'd like that cool weather, though.
I would love the cool weather. I love all the wildlife and the game that's in that part of the country. But I'm not sure I could deal with the sun. But if you love Arizona as much as I do and you have a chance to get out and see it, you can get to rosieonthehouse.com and register for the staycation. I think, you know, we always had great stories about people that have won the staycation. But I think this last winter, the Hernandez family, they did it perfect. They were drawn as the winners. And once you're drawn as a winner, and we draw every month, y'all. So if you didn't win last month, re-enter again this month. And we pick a winner every month. And they picked a Ford F-150 crew cab. The whole family piled in it. And they did a complete loop tour of all of Arizona and stayed in Flagstaff at the Mountainside Cabin Inn.
It's Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins. Yes, they're fabulous. Right on the edge of town, so you can either go into town or go out. And whether it's summer or winter, you've got, you know, nice weather out there. You can go see the snow or cool off in the summer.
How is the rest of the Oregon and Washington? Because that's something I really like about Arizona. You know, 3 hours from where we're sitting, you could be in, you know,
different climate,
southern Arizona and the hills and the rolling.
I don't know.
And you go up to Flagstaff and the tall pines, get over the White Mountains, go over the river.
Let's have Mount Hood right there in the middle of town. You can go get up.
Yeah,
snow.
Yeah. I mean, Mount Hood Ski Resort is like 40 minutes from downtown Portland.
But it's just one little mountain.
It's a beautiful scenario. But I think once you get, and I don't know eastern Oregon, but from the reading I've done, it turns into more of a high plains desert and dries out quite a bit.
Let me tell you about this Hernandez family. Yeah. Talking about the staycation. If you go on Facebook, you can see their couple pictures that they sent us. They were so happy for the vacation. And they sent us like 20 pictures showing us all the places they got to see. But he says, "It was awesome, the best trip ever. Thank you so much for this trip and for allowing us to escape the routine. We appreciate it all. The kids had a blast. We visited many places and created memories that will last a lifetime."
Yeah, I mean, they did Arizona, they did Meteor Crater, they did Pine, Strawberry, and the General Crook. I mean, they took it all in.
There's so much to see in Arizona. I think I'd get burned out living in one place that it was just everything looked the same.
We're used to diversity, that's for sure.
We've got a great show lined up for y'all today. Hope you stay tuned. We've been teasing a little bit about it, and I hope all of you nights. I don't know what a Portland person is, you know. Tucsonans or Tucsonans, you know.
Portlandia.
Portland.
Oh, she's Portlandite.
Portlandite.
The one that called.
So, a little fun based on our observations of having stayed there for a week. But we've got a great show coming up. We've got landscape and gardening coming up at 8 o'clock. We've got open lines, anything you'd like to talk about, 9 and 10 o'clock, as well as Nathan Angel will be coming here from Bellegarde talking about outdoor living and outdoor creations in that walled-in, fenced-in backyard that you've got. So we got a great show lined up for y'all today. Hope you'll stay tuned. We also want to talk a little bit about do-it-yourself 101 projects as we currently have in today's Arizona Republic. All of that here at Rosie on the House. Don't go anywhere.